text, Hallmark Channel presents, The Nine Lives of Christmas. A sleigh with the logo of the Jamestown Fire Department sits outside a garage. A cab runs in front of the sleigh and into a bush. Inside the department, a man walks through the hallways, wearing fire gear. The cab peeks through a window. The man enters the garage, where a few men, some wearing gear, stand beside two women. One holds a laptop, the other aims a video camera. The men standing chuckle at a young fireman holding an axe wearing a tank top.
Okay, great. Now, maybe above your head? Yeah, perfect. Great.
The young fireman smiles awkwardly posing. The older firemen continue heckling.
Okay, all right. We done yet? Can I get back to work now?
Just a couple more. Maybe one where you don't look so...
constipated?
Nauseated.
Try smiling with your eyes.
Yes, Zach. Smile with your eyes.
Make them twinkle.
Okay, that's enough. I think I'm done.
Come on, Zach. It's Christmas. It's for charity. You love helping kids. All the other guys did it.
Mm-hmm. You're going to be on the cover?
I don't want to be on the cover. Let Ray be on the cover.
Really? How many calendars do you think Ray's going to sell?
Ray poses like a pin-up model.
It's a good point.
Let's go! Let's go! Let's go!
Zach runs off.
Come on! Move it!
The firemen dash into the building. The photographer approaches Zach in the locker room.
If you want to go over the pictures or grab a coffee sometime or anything, call me.
Great. Thanks.
She smiles and walks off.
Seriously?
God, what's with you and the women?
It's the uniform.
I'm wearing the same one.
Yeah, but you're married.
Come on now. You don't know that.
That's true.
The man smiles and gets into the back of the truck. Zach walks toward the front. The truck exits the garage and drives down the nearby road. Elsewhere, a teacher stands at a blackboard in front of a class of college students sitting with microscopes.
Feline dilated cardiomyopathy and hypertrophic cardiomyopathy are both common in many species. Your pussycat patient may present with...
A student naps.
Miss White, can you tell us some of the symptoms a cat with cardiomyopathy might present with?
Her friend knocks her elbow. She wakes.
Miss White... Feline heart disease. Can you tell us some of the things?
Low pitch cough, breathing difficulties, noticeable weight loss or gain, reduced mobility, swelling in the abdomen.
Thank you.
Heart disease typically causes the heart to enlarge, and this enlargement causes the loss of efficiency.
Very good, Miss White. You may go back to sleep.
Outside, the two students chat.
You need some balance in your life. I mean, you're clearly exhausted. All you do is work and study. You need to relax, have some fun. It's Christmas. Go get a mat and pedi. Watch television. Go to a movie.
I haven't been to a movie in years.
Exactly my point. I just joined this dating site called Just Dessert.
You should sign up. I don't have time to date. After I graduate,
you fill out a questionnaire. They put a group of potential soulmates together, and you meet at a catered party for dessert. I mean, even if you don't make a love connection, at least you get cake.
Have you met anyone yet?
No. And I've gained like 6 pounds. I'm 79 years old, and I'm going to die fat, old, and alone.
Please, you are not fat, and you need to stop counting your age in dog years.
I'll see you Monday.
Yeah.
Miss White gets into her car and turns the key. She begins to drive. Zach's fire truck honks as it passes. Zach waves from the truck. She waves back. Later, at a pet supply store, she stocks the shelves. An open book sits in her crate.
Increased thirst, frequent urination, vomiting, poor coat appearance, depression, shock, trauma.
That's it. That's exactly how I feel today. You are going to be a very good doctor.
Lucy, I'm sorry, but you may have feline kidney failure.
Or too many margaritas last night. First holiday party of the year. She's back.
Lucy indicates an older woman holding a small dog. A manager approaches.
Mary Lee, could you please work some of your magic on Mrs. Smith?
Sure, I'll take care of her. Mrs. Smith. Oh,
Natalie.
Well, hello, Bootsy.
Oh, Bootsy's been a little anxious lately. Wakes up in the night worried about our visit to my daughter's house. My daughter, has a very judgmental cocker spaniel.
Uh-huh. Well, the holidays can be hard on all of us. You've come to the right place, huh, Bootsy? Maybe a new outfit would help Bootsy feel more comfortable, huh? We are having a Christmas special on Canine Leisure Wear.
Lucy and the manager chuckle as Merrily passes. Later, Zach drives a truck into a residential driveway. He gets out and pulls a bag from the back. He notices a dog barking at a cat trapped inside a stack of large feed bags.
Hey, come on. Leave the cat alone. Leave the cat alone. Come on.
Shoo.
Zach pulls the cat out.
Okay.
You okay?
Now. You're safe for now, all right? Just run home before it comes back. Okay. There you go.
He puts the cat down and approaches his front door. He enters, and behind him, the cat follows. He puts his bag down at the front door and walks inside. The cat follows. He puts his cat down and sits in an easy chair. As he fiddles with a remote, the cat hops onto his lap.
Oh! How did you get in here?
He checks the collar.
Ambrose? What kind of name is Ambrose? I work 24-hour shifts and I come home a crash. I don't do commitment.
He carries the cat to his front door.
All right.
He opens the door and puts Ambrose down.
All right, there's the door. I'm serious, you have to go.
The cat lays down, stretching.
What do you do? I live alone. I don't even own a plant because they require too much care. I said you have to go.
Ambrose looks up at Zach.
Really?
Zach picks Ambrose up.
One night, but that is it.
He closes the door. The cat sits on the kitchen counter. Zach pulls a bottle of milk and a tray from his fridge.
I'll feed you, but that's it. I've had a long day, so stay in here. Don't bug me.
He pours milk into the tray, then returns to the living room and picks up the remote. Ambrose follows.
Fine, you can come in here. But stay off my chair. It's the one place I absolutely insist.
Ambrose hops into the chair and lies down.
All right, move over.
He lifts Ambrose and sits.
One night, that's it. And you're gone.
Zach aims the remote. Elsewhere, nighttime, Merrily walks alone on the sidewalk. An older woman appears.
Whoa! Mrs. Winnemucker!
Hello, Miss White.
You scared me.
Velma Tuttle thought she heard a cat this morning. Have you heard anything?
No. No, but, we're surrounded by their apartments, so maybe one of them have, like...
She distinctly heard it as though it was coming from this building.
Well, I'll keep my eyes open. I can't imagine anybody would want to... break the angel arms, sacred, no pet policy.
It would mean immediate eviction.
Of course it would.
Merrily enters her apartment and puts down her bag. She flips a switch, and her Christmas tree illuminates. She pulls back the curtains from a window nearby. A cat sits up and approaches her.
Ordinary. I fell asleep in school, almost got hit by a fire truck, and then I went to work and got slobbered on by a bulldog. Well, all in all, a pretty good start to the holiday.
Can I get going?
Yeah.
I left them right here.
I'll check your equipment.
Have you seen my keys? No, sorry. Hi, this is Zachary Stone calling again. I left a message last night. I found your cat, Ambrose, and this number was on his collar.
Nothing in here.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, what's up?
Well, I found this cat yesterday, and he followed me into my house. Turns out his owner's this elderly woman who died last week, and she doesn't have any family. Do you know anyone who wants a cat?
Me? I'm a dog guy. I don't understand cats.
It's probably because you never had one.
Hey, yo, check this out. There's this dog on YouTube. He got separated from his owner, walked over 1,000 miles using only scent to find him.
1,000 miles? How bad did that guy smell?
All right, maybe I got the actual distance wrong, but that's not the point. The point is, dogs are loyal. I get that. Cats, they're mysterious.
Oh, not once you get to know them. Actually, cats are very intuitive. They feel earthquakes before they happen. They smell smoke long before the fire alarm. They save lives.
Great. You want to take him?
Harriet's allergic.
Hey, how does the gorgeous dental hygienist feel about cats?
Melinda? I'm not seeing her anymore.
Yeah, he's dating Blair now. She's a model.
Of course she is.
You know, it's like this magical revolving door of beautiful women. And seriously, I don't know what they see in you.
Women like the challenge. He tells them he's not interested in a commitment, and they think they're the one that's going to change him.
Zach, she's a model. Come on, would it really be that hard waking up next to her every morning?
She does not want to get married, and neither do I.
One of these days, you're going to meet the right girl. Settle down, get married.
It'll never happen.
You don't believe in happily ever after?
I believe in happy right now.
Ambrose is pawing at keys.
Ever after never works.
Keep the model. Don't keep the model. But the cat stays.
The fireman lifts Ambrose and smiles, holding his keys. At home in bed, Zach is reading a book. He yawns and turns off his desk lamp. He adjusts a pillow and turns over. Ambrose is lying in his bed.
No, off the bed. I'm serious.
Ambrose doesn't move. Zach carries Ambrose out of the bedroom.
Sorry, man. I gotta draw the line somewhere.
He puts Ambrose down and closes the door. Later, Zach sleeps soundly in his bed. Ambrose is wide awake on the bed beside him. At a food market, Marilee is pushing a cart along the frozen aisle. She removes a pint of ice cream. Before she can put it in her cart, she exchanges it for a bigger size. She then exchanges the bigger size for a very large bucket of the same flavor. Zach is standing in the same market, frowning at the pet food options. Marilee passes.
No, no good?
Not good.
I'm new at this.
What kind of cat do you have?
We sort of orangish. Stripes.
That's a very rare breed. You should take extra special care of him.
He's not mine. It's a temporary thing. I rescued him from this dog, and he sort of attached himself to me. And his name is Ambrose.
Yeah. Cats have very good intuition about people. You should take it as a compliment. He wants to live with you.
Well, he doesn't really have much of a choice. His owner died, so he's stuck with me until I find him a new home.
I volunteer at the shelter, and cats rarely make it out of there, so you're a hero. Well, I mean, obviously, you're a hero.
She indicates his fire patch.
You're a double hero. The cheap dry food can be hard on their kidneys, and if you have a male cat, they have a tendency towards prostate problems. I'd go with this food. Dry food and alternate it with the canned.
Well, I gave him milk, and he wouldn't drink it.
Yeah, no, milk's not good for them. They can't process the sugars in it. It gives them horrible diarrhea.
Are you a vet or something?
Almost. I have another year of school left. Right now I work at Bosley's Pet Supply.
Oh, I know the family who owns it.
Eggshell, right?
Huh?
Your painting?
There are paint stains on his hand.
Oh.
I only ask because I just finished my living room. I painted it pearl. I couldn't decide between eggshell, ecru, or buttercream. Stupid, sorry.
No, not at all. I have 6 shades of white on my wall, and I can't decide which one to use.
Is your house more traditional or modern?
Definitely more traditional.
I'd go with more creamier yellowish tones. Those whites, they're warmer, like your eyes. For instance.
You having a party?
No. Why?
He indicates her ice cream bucket.
Right. That is gonna last me a really long time. Good luck with the cat.
Merrily smiles, grabs a bag of pet food, and pushes her cart away. Zach grins. Later, Merrily is waiting in the checkout aisle. Zach approaches a nearby aisle. Merrily picks up a magazine and hides her face behind it upside down. The cashier's eyes widen.
Hey! You're the guy! You're the guy who saved my life! I'm gonna have to come around here and give you a bear hug.
Oh, that's... yeah, that's not necessary.
This guy climbed through my kitchen window and saved my life when my oven exploded.
Just do my job, man.
She hugs him.
I'm glad you're safe. That's what counts.
Later, outside, Zach wheels his cart through the parking lot. Two passing women turn their heads as he passes. Merrily is loading her car.
Forget it. I don't have time to date. And even if you did, guys like Mr. Brown Eyes don't. Deep girls that talk about cat diarrhea. It's like inking.
Merrily turns to Zach's direction. He is running in her direction. She tenses, watching him run. She awkwardly waves a hand. He passes her and grabs a rolling shopping cart before it hits a car. Zach passes Merrily.
Thank you.
No problem.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I just...
yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Zach returns to his car with the cart, grinning. Merrily shakes her head. Merrily watches TV at home.
See? I'm watching TV. But she's not alone. I need to have balance in my life.
Her cat looks at her.
Hey. You're missing the best part. These are your ancestors, Queenie.
A commercial begins. Merrily sits up.
Are you looking for a new house? Christmas is a great time to buy.
Merrily answers her phone.
Hey, Jacqueline. I'm watching you on TV.
Take my hand.
Yeah. Jackie, just a sec.
Merrily hides the cat food bowl and puts Queenie into a closet, then answers her door. It's Jacqueline, hanging up.
Oh, I thought you were my landlord.
Hi. You forgot about your birthday dinner.
I didn't forget. You're early.
Right? I'm always early. I have to show a house on the way to dinner, and Kyle is double parked. So, let's go.
Oh, wait. You stay here and watch the house. I'll be right back. I'll grab my jacket.
Oh, I wish I could take you home with me, but my four dogs would eat you alive.
Four? I thought you and Kyle had three dogs.
We took in another one.
Yeah, well, you sound like Mom.
I know.
Let's go.
Zach stares at his wall.
Which ones seem creamier or yellowish to you?
There are five paint options on his wall. Ambrose hides his head.
Yeah, I agree. None of them are right. Don't get too comfortable.
Ambrose spreads out on his chair.
Still looking for a new home for you.
He answers his door. A stylish woman stands on his porch.
Wow, Blair. Some kind of dress.
I'm glad you like it. It's Gucci. I wore it for an editorial in Vogue and they let me keep it. At least they didn't say anything when I took it.
What was the ad for?
Toothpaste, I think.
Well, you look amazing in it.
Well, amazing is what I was going for. So mission accomplished.
She kisses him. She enters the room with the paint samples on the wall.
Doesn't look like you've made much progress.
Well, I haven't had a lot of time to work on it. Here, help me. me pick a color.
They're white.
No, that's eggshell. That's egg crew. That one's buttercream. That one.
They're all white. What's that? You got a cat? You didn't tell me you got a cat.
Well, he kind of got me. I rescued him from a dog, and now he's stuck to me like glue. I'm gonna look for a family to adopt him.
Good. Just put it on Craigslist or Pet Finder. Get rid of it.
Kind of surprised you don't like cats. Thought you'd be more of an animal lover since your father owns a pet supply store.
A cat's a nuisance. You have to clean up after it, feed it. What if you want to go to Italy for Christmas on a whim? You're gonna have to find somebody to look after it. It's like having a kid, only worse, because it never grows up and moves away.
He's only here until I find him a new home anyway.
That's why I like you so much. Good times, no strings. Now please go get dressed. Amita's reservations at Mangiamo.
Oh, fancy.
I want you to meet my friends. I know you'll just love them.
Ambrose growls, looking at Blair. Merrily, Jacqueline, and Kyle enter an Italian restaurant.
Buonasera, and happy holidays. I saw you on the TV again last night.
Hello, Elio. Happy holidays to you, too.
Hi, Elio.
May I take your, puffy coat?
Oh, yeah.
Right this way, please. For you, we have reserved a beautiful table.
Later, they sit at a table clinking glasses.
So, for your birthday gift, I'm taking you on Sunday for a day of pampering.
Oh, Sunday. I can't. Monday is my anatomy final. It's the last final of the semester. It's worth 60% of my grade, so I got it.
So bring your books. You never do anything for yourself. We're going. End of story. Now catch us up.
Boy, everything's really good. Yes, school's great. Work's great.
I can't believe I'm going to be calling you Dr. White soon. Mom and Dad would be so proud.
Are you getting out at all? Have you met someone?
Oh, no, I don't have time. After I graduate, I'm going to find
still has this silly rule, no love life till she graduates and starts her practice.
It's not a silly rule. I just want to finish what I started. I can't afford any distractions right now.
Jacqueline and Kyle exchange glances.
No.
Kyle has his friend Brad. He's a dentist. He's really handsome. You don't have to marry him, but just go on one date and see what happens.
Do you remember what happened the last time you set me up on a date with one of Kyle's friends?
That was not our fault. How are we supposed to know he was married? He wasn't wearing a ring.
You ask.
Well, Brad is not married.
He's never even had a serious girlfriend.
Why? What's wrong with him?
Nothing. We could double date. We just want you to be as happy as we
are. Merrily see Zach and Blair enter.
I'm calling Brad tomorrow morning.
Actually, I'm seeing someone.
What?
He's a firefighter. Yeah, he saved the life of this woman who works in my market. Her oven exploded. It was
why didn't you tell us?
Because of this. You guys get so excited. I didn't. We just started dating. Okay, I don't even know if it's gonna work out.
That's great news.
We have to meet him.
No. Yet. Not yet.
When?
Soon. He's really busy, you know, with fires and stuff.
Tell us everything. Leave nothing out. Speak slowly. Elio, we need more champagne.
Zach stands at the bar with Blair and others.
Craig's in the stock market, and he made a bundle last year.
I manage a private hedge fund. Blair tells us you're a fireman. Must be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a blast.
I admire you. I want you to know that.
Thank you.
Zachary buys and restores homes, too. He's in real estate.
Oh, how exciting.
A man of hidden talents.
Yeah. I'm not at all what I seem.
You know what? Kyle and I are invited to this big Christmas party on December 23rd at the mayor's house.
Yeah, it's a fundraiser for the Children's Hospital, and we just happen to have 4 tickets.
You two will come with us.
That's more than 2 weeks away. I don't even know if we're still going to be dating. I mean, it's so early in our...
What's his name?
his name is, I call him Brown Eyes. This silly little nickname that we have for each other. And he calls me, Mary Lee.
Later, Zach sits on a couch in a side area of the restaurant and sighs. Mary Lee is sitting nearby. She turns to him.
Hi.
Hi. The grocery store.
Yeah. How's Ambrose?
You remembered his name?
Of course. You found him a home yet?
No, not yet. Who are you hiding from?
Oh, I'm not hiding. I'm just getting some fresh air.
Yeah, what does it say about the people we're with? We have to escape them to catch our breath.
You love them too much.
Or too little.
I'm here with my little sister and her husband. I love them a lot, but she's a little overprotective.
I'm here with a date and her friends.
Oh, you have a girlfriend.
Well, girlfriend implies possible future. She's someone I'm dating. I don't really believe in the whole happily ever after fairy tale ending thing.
Well, I believe in true love.
Be married?
No, I'm focused on my education right now. I'll think about dating after I graduate and get a job.
Well, what if you meet him before then?
Well, you can't find what you're not looking for.
It's true.
You know what I just learned? Mountain lions actually take a leap of faith in love.
You do?
Yeah. When a male finds a female that he's attracted to, he jumps in front of her, stopping her in her tracks. And then he climbs to the highest peak he can find and starts howling and professing his love for her.
Wow.
Yeah. If she joins him at the top of the mountain, they'll be together for life. It's very romantic.
How do they know who to choose?
Instinct.
What if I don't trust instinct? What if I need a guarantee?
I don't think love has any guarantees. I think you just have to have faith and believe it'll last.
Well, I should probably get back to my date and her pretentious friends.
Yeah.
Wish me luck.
Good luck. Hi, Brown Eyes.
He pauses and turns to her.
I just said that out loud, didn't I?
Kinda did.
He grins and goes inside. Elio, Kyle, and Jacqueline appear. Mary Lee covers her face. At home, Mary Lee sits on the floor petting Queenie.
I saw Brown Eyes today. Yeah. We talked for a long time. Don't look at me like that. I'm not even interested. Even if I was, he has a girlfriend, or rather somebody that he's dating, doesn't believe in love.
No. It's just you and me.
Mm-hmm. That's all I need for Christmas. Yeah.
At home, Zach sleeps soundly. Ambrose is awake on the bed. He wakes and answers his phone.
Hey, Blair.
Morning. Did I wake you?
No, I slept in. My shift doesn't start till this afternoon.
Is that the cat I hear? You're not letting it sleep in your bed, are you?
Zach turns to Ambrose in the bed.
Absolutely not. Sometimes. Yes.
Zachary, that is just too much. You know what? Tomorrow we're going to take it to my father's pet supply store to find someone to adopt it. It's either that or it goes to the shelter.
It's pretty easy to take care of. I pretty much just feed him.
What if we want to go to Mount Everest on a whim or go sky?
fine to watch it.
You want to do those things?
No. I don't have a death wish. I'm just saying, do we really want to be tied down?
At school.
I told my sister and brother-in-law that I would bring him to a holiday Christmas party on the 23rd so they could meet him.
It's not a problem. We have 2 weeks to find you a date who has brown eyes.
I'll make you a profile on Just Dessert.
No, I could never do that. Do you want to get your sister off your back?
Then sign up. Go to a Just Dessert gathering, find a date for your sister's party, then shut down the profile.
I don't know.
Do you want to die old, alone, in a housecoat surrounded by cats and dogs and shattered dreams? I'm sorry. That's what my mother says to me.
Her friend opens a website.
Name, Mary Lee White. Age, 26.
I'm 29.
Same thing. Work?
That's student and pet supply store employee.
Veterinarian, loves animals, red wine, and long walks on the beach.
I like white wine.
What are you looking for in a man?
A nice guy who likes animals and understands that I just want a date to a party.
Looking for a professional man who loves animals, is handsome, athletic, sexy, and has brown eyes.
Don't write that.
She takes a picture of Marilee.
What did you just do? You'll thank me when you're happily married to a sexy lawyer and you have 3 children and a house full of animals.
Marilee's webpage lights up.
Wow. What? You already have 3 happy cupcakes. Huh? That means that there are 3 guys that want to meet you. You have to go to the next party. It's a holiday mixer this Friday at a member's house. I'll text you the address. Promise me you'll go. Promise?
Fine.
Zach enters the firehouse with Ambrose.
Morning.
Hey.
Hey. I'm glad to see you're still around.
Yeah, not for much longer. I'm taking him to get adopted tomorrow.
Oh, that's a shame.
It is, actually. I really kind of like the little guy.
Why don't you just keep him?
Blair isn't too fond of him.
Blair, huh? Well, you do what you want, but me, I don't trust a woman who doesn't like cats.
Later, Blair walks beside Zach holding Ambrose.
Put him in the back of the truck.
No, I would never do that. He can ride in the front with us. But you have to hold him, please.
Hold him? Me?
Yeah. And make sure he's safe. He's not really used to the cat carrier. I'm
beginning to think you don't want to get rid of that cat.
He deserves a better owner than me. Someone who's around more and can hang out with him.
My father will find him a new home. I'm really glad we're doing this.
Blair carries Ambrose into the front seat of his truck. At the pet store, Marilee and Lucy stock the shelves.
Look what the cat dragged in for you on your birthday. The Blair Witch
Project. Blair enters with Ambrose.
Oh, man, what is she doing here? She never comes here. Maybe she needs to be declawed.
Blair approaches Marilee.
You work here, right?
Yes, Blair. I've worked here for 3 years. You think my name is Lynn?
I remember. You have to help me get rid of this cat.
Oh.
Find him a home.
Sweet cat. Hi.
Blair hands her Ambrose.
Ambrose?
You know its name?
It says it right here on his collar.
It belongs to my boyfriend. We have to get rid of it right away.
Zach enters.
You take it. Actually, if you do, I'll have my father give you all the cat food and kitty litter you'll ever need. Hi, Daddy.
Hi, sweetie. Sorry, are you following me?
Actually, I work here, so technically you're following me.
So, how's school?
Finals now, so it's really busy studying, you know.
It's all settled. Lynn is going to take the cat.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't. My apartment building doesn't take cats.
Fine. We'll give it to a shelter.
No.
Ambrose paws at Blair.
Did you just see that? It has to go. It's dangerous.
He was just playing.
He wasn't trying to hurt you, Blair. Come on.
You call that vicious swipe? It just took at me playful?
It wasn't a vicious swipe. It was a playful gesture.
Excuse me. What do you think you are, a cat whisperer?
Cats are like people. They can sense when they're not wanted.
We're leaving.
Blair walks off.
Daddy!
Oh, I guess we're leaving.
Sorry, I didn't realize she was so...
psychotic?
Sensitive.
She'll be all right.
Blair speaks with her father, who wears a Santa hat.
Let's go.
Right, well...
merrily hands Ambrose to Zach.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. By the way, my name is Zachary, in case you continue to stalk me.
Well, Merrily, in case you continue to stalk me.
Come on, bud, let's go.
Lucy approaches Merrily. Blair looks back at Merrily, then exits with Zach.
That woman is such a...
Merrily, can you come to the office?
Called into the boss's office. You think he knows it's your birthday?
Well, I got a raise last year on my birthday, so here...
Merrily walks off, smiling at Lucy. Later, Merrily walks into the back room, frowning. Lucy stands with a slice of cake and a candle.
Feliz cumpleaños!
Merrily turns to Lucy.
What's wrong? I just got fired.
What?
Why? Blair told her father that I was rude to her.
But she's obnoxious. Everyone's rude to her.
Well, I think he's scared of her. What does Zachary see in her?
Merrily and Lucy sit at the table. Later, evening, Merrily approaches a house. Inside, assembled guests mingle and chat. Through a window, Merrily sees her school friend chatting. Merrily takes out her phone.
Hey, leave a message.
Hi, Sarah. Sorry, I'm not gonna be able to make it to the mixer tonight. I'll see you in class.
Zach works out at the firehouse.
I read that petting a cat lowers your cholesterol.
You know, it's crazy, but I actually think that I sleep better when he's in the house.
No adoption?
Oh, not yet, but...
Blair's still determined to get rid of him.
You know, you're gonna have to choose between her and that cat.
Well, I say, keep the cat and give Blair my number.
So we gonna take him on calls with us? We can't be seen with a cat.
I like having a firehouse cat. Every firehouse has a dog. Ambrose makes us unique.
Yeah. All right. You're the chief.
So, what are you going to do?
Later, Zach enters the pet store. He approaches Lucy at the register.
Hi. I was in here the other day, and I'm looking for the woman who was working with you that day.
Merrily.
Yeah, Merrily. Is she here?
No, she no longer works here. She was fired.
What? Why?
Oh, your girlfriend Blair made a complaint to her father. I'm sure he didn't want to fire Merrily because she is our best employee. But his daughter is a very beautiful, but horrible, superficial nightmare of a human being.
Yeah, I get it.
She's putting herself through school. She needed this job.
Wow. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Zach sighs.
Did you have her phone number, her home address?
Why? You want to burn down our house?
What? No, I would like to apologize.
Lucy turns, crossing her arms.
Look, I had no idea that Blair got her fired. If I had, I promise you, I would have stopped her. Please, I feel awful about this.
White. Her last name is White, and that is all I'm gonna tell you.
At the firehouse.
In progress?
No, she's not on Facebook or LinkedIn or anything.
And I can't believe Blair had her fired.
That is cold.
You know, maybe I don't want her to have my number after all.
You barely told us anything about this woman. What's she like?
Well, she's wicked smart. Probably gets straight A's.
But more importantly, what's she look like? What? I'm curious.
She's really pretty, but she doesn't know it.
Huh?
Oh, that's the best kind of pretty. She nice?
Unbelievably. She's got a really big heart. She's sweet. She loves cats.
Wicked smart. Yeah. Beautiful, but not full of herself. Heart of gold and sweet.
What are you saying?
Sounds like a special person.
She is.
Guys, did you finish that equipment inventory?
Right after I beat Mark for a record 5th straight game.
How about now?
Now would be good.
They stand up. One turns to Ambrose.
Don't be looking at my cards either.
The chief sits beside Zach.
So, Mary Lee?
She doesn't want a date until she finishes school and starts her career. Besides, she's not the kind of girl I usually go out with anyway. She believes in true love and marriage.
You know, just because your parents couldn't make it work out doesn't mean you can.
No, thank you.
And yet, you're here searching for this very smart, pretty, nice girl.
Yeah, just to apologize.
Right. Don't you want to have a family someday? Someone you can share the holidays with?
Well, you and the guys are my family.
Hey, you can't snuggle up with me and the guys on a cold night after a long day's work.
So that's a firm no?
The chief grins and rises. Carolers sing outside a pet store called Glamour Puss. Merrily exits frowning and crosses the name off at the bottom of a list.
Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merrily walks past the carolers to a Salvation Army setup with a Santa and Mrs. Claus. She drops a dollar in a bucket and walks on. At home, Zach holds Ambrose.
Okay, so here's the thing. Looks like we're going to be stuck with each other for a little while. You can stay here until I sell the house, but then you're on your own.
Zach sips from a beer bottle.
New rules. We come and go as we please. You're not responsible for me. I'm not responsible for you. We're just a couple of bachelors living together. Good talk. Let's go watch the game.
Later, evening, Blair is preparing a meal in Zach's kitchen. Zach enters.
Hey, what are you doing here? I thought you had a commercial shoot.
Got postponed. Surprise! I made dinner.
Where's Ambrose?
I don't know. I thought he was with you.
No. And he always greets me when I come home.
I'm sure he's around here somewhere. Ambrose, where are you? Just forget about the cat. Go get in the shower. I'm going to put dinner on the table.
Ambrose? Ambrose? I wonder if he got out somehow. I'm going to go find him.
Why? No, he'll be fine.
You really don't get it, do you?
What?
Did you really have that woman who works at your father's store fired?
Yes, she was horrible. She talked back to me. She was a total...
So you had her fired? You can't do that, Blair. You can't just have somebody fired because you don't like them.
Look, everything's okay. She doesn't matter. When the cat is gone, everything's back to normal.
This isn't working.
What?
You and me.
You're kidding me, right?
No.
You're breaking up with me?
That's the way it looks.
I'm a professional model and you're breaking up with me? I wasted my entire night cooking for you. I got my hair done. These are expensive highlights.
I know you didn't cook, Blair. You left the packages for Mario's are still in the trash right where I can see them. I also know you didn't cook because I just bought that stove. It's not connected yet.
Trust me. I am the best thing that's ever happened to you. You're gonna regret this. You're gonna call and you're gonna beg for me to come back. Guess what? I won't.
Blair walks to the hallway, takes her coat from the hook, and walks out. Zach goes to the bottom of his steps.
Ambrose, where are you, buddy?
Marilee and Jacqueline on the sidewalk.
I can't remember the last time I got a nanny pity. That's just the beginning. You need to take time to pamper yourself. All you do is volunteer and work and study.
I should be studying right now.
No, you need to go with your little sister to get your hair and makeup done and then go shopping for a new dress. That was our deal.
I don't know. I've already been gone
Marilee,
so long.
I just... Stop. Breathe. Okay? Enjoy the holiday season. Better? Better. Good. You deserve this. Fun.
Deserve this.
Inside a clothing store, Jacqueline stands at a dress rack.
You almost done in there?
Just about.
Marilee opens a changing curtain. She wears a lacy black dress.
Wow. This dress is beautiful.
No, you're beautiful. And Brown Eyes is gonna faint when he sees you.
Oh, no, I can't afford this.
Not a problem. I sold 3 houses this month, and I want to take care of you for once.
It's too much.
Marilee. When Mom and Dad died, you came home and put your life on hold to take care of me. You have done so much for me, and the dress is nothing.
Marilee looks at herself in the mirror.
You look like Mom. I do.
Yeah, you really do.
Pinky swear.
They hug.
I love you.
I love you.
Later, Jacqueline drives Marilee up to the firehouse. Marilee still wears the dress.
Why are we stopping here? I mean, you don't think I'm taking you home looking like this. You're gonna go in there and make Brown Eyes faint.
No.
I'll go with you. I want to meet this guy anyway.
I have to study for my anatomy final tomorrow. I have to go home now.
If you don't go in there and show him how you look, I'm going to drag you in.
Wait. I'll go in.
Good. He's going to be so surprised.
I have no idea. I need to go in there by myself. Because he's going to want to grab me and kiss me all over. And it would be awkward if you're standing there.
You meet him at the Christmas party. Okay. Fine. Go. I'll wait for you here.
No, you go home. Yeah, he'll give me a ride. He's, getting off shift right now.
Are you sure?
Yes. Yep.
Have fun.
Thank you for today.
You're welcome.
Here I go.
Just see ya.
Marilee gets out of the car. Marilee waves as Jacqueline drives away. She walks toward the firehouse.
Okay.
Marilee turns and walks off in another direction. As she walks down the street, cars pass. She stops, seeing Ambrose.
Here, are you lost? Oh, babe.
She picks Ambrose up.
Okay.
Marilee approaches the firehouse holding Ambrose. The crew is washing the fire truck as she enters.
Hi. I'm looking for the owner of this cat.
The crew cooks.
He's mine.
Actually, I think he belongs to a guy named Zachary.
Zach! Someone's here to see you.
Zach enters.
Okay.
Hey, it's you.
Hi.
And Ambrose.
I found him wandering outside. I thought he might be lost.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
I've been looking for you guys. And here you are together.
You were looking for me? Why?
Yeah, I wanted to apologize. I'm so sorry about your job. It's my fault that you got fired.
Oh, you don't have to. It's not you, it was your girlfriend. She's...
Yeah, she's not my girlfriend anymore.
Oh, that's great. I mean, in a sad way. Well, you got Ambrose back now, so...
Marilee waves and turns away. Zach turns to the crew who beckon him on.
I'm getting off work soon. Can I give you a ride or buy you dinner?
Oh, you don't have to do that. I'm fine, I can walk home.
Let me buy you dinner. It's the least I can do.
It's the least he can do.
Well, it's nice of you. But only if I can take you to my favorite place.
Yeah. Should I go home and change?
I know the owner pretty well. I think I can get you in dress like that. What about Ambrose?
He's used to being here. He's a firehouse cat.
He's our mascot. We're determined to be unique.
We like having him around.
Zach smiles.
Okay.
Oh, we got two beef tacos, one burrito, and one chicken taco.
Zach and Merrily stand in line at a food truck.
So, this is your favorite place?
Yes. It's like a surprise party in your mouth. Annie's open all night. If I'm studying late, I usually end up here.
I'm game.
Later, they sit at a bench.
Oh. You're right. That was amazing.
I know, right?
She shivers, still in her dress.
You cold?
No, I'm fine.
I'm right back.
He walks off. Later, she wears a fire coat.
When I was in college, my parents died in a car accident, so I went back home to take care of my little sister until she graduated from high school. When she went off to college, I went back to get my degree and started veterinary school.
Why a vet?
My parents were huge animal lovers. I guess it rubbed off on me and my sister. My mom would take in every stray she could find.
They sit on a bench.
When I was 7, I was walking home from school and there was this baby bird in the middle of the road. He had fallen out of his nest. So I picked him up, I took him home, I nursed him back to health. I was there for his first flight. I totally forgot about that, but you're right. That was when I knew I wanted to be a vet. How about you? What made you want to be a firefighter? What was your defining moment?
Well, when I was about 14, our house caught on fire, and I was trapped in the bedroom. Terrified, until this amazing firefighter crashed through my bedroom window and saved my life.
That was the moment you decided you wanted to be a firefighter?
Well, it was the moment I decided I didn't want to be angry anymore. My parents fought all the time. They're divorced now. Made me a pretty angry kid. That was the moment I decided I wanted to do something that would make a difference. So I started focusing on helping people the way I was helped.
It's powerful.
Mm-hmm. What were your parents like?
My parents loved each other so much. When my mom walked into the room, my dad would just light up. They met each other in high school, and that was it.
He stopped in her tracks. She joined him on the mountain.
Exactly. This has been really nice, but I have an anatomy final in the morning. I should probably go.
Yeah, no problem. I'll take you home.
They stand. Later, they approach her stoop.
Thank you for dinner.
Yeah, thank you for accepting my apology.
Well, good night.
Yeah, good night. And good luck on the final.
Thank you. Yeah.
She walks up her steps. Zach watches, then turns away, grinning. Later, outside the school, Merrily walks with Sarah.
That test was so hard.
Oh, I'm sure you did fine.
At least it was the last one, because Christmas break is fun.
Merrily pauses, noticing Zach sitting nearby.
Hi.
Hi. How's the test go?
I think I did pretty well.
Great. Can I take you out to coffee to celebrate?
That's brown eyes?
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
You know what? Dinner was enough.
You went to dinner with him? Let him take you for coffee. Yeah.
Yeah, and besides, you still have my coat. And I kind of need that back.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Go.
Yes. Have fun.
Later, Zach walks merrily home.
I love that coffee shop. I've never been there before.
Yeah, well, firemen and policemen always know where the best coffee is.
Oh, no.
Merrily's front door is open.
What is it?
She found Queenie.
Merrily rushes inside. Her landlord is standing at the counter.
I knew you were hiding something. The plumber came in to check on the sink, and guess what he found?
She holds an eviction notice.
Where is she? Put her in the back.
Queenie? Sweetie?
Oh. Hey, sweetie, are you okay? Oh, are you scared?
This is a clear violation of Angel Arms bylaws. It's a class 2 infraction, which is clearly spelled out.
I assume you gave this tenant 48-hour notice before a service person entered the residence?
Well, I'm not sure.
What about fire codes? Are you up to date on the 456 fire codes pertaining to apartment buildings and the mandatory bylaws stipulated in state statutes? I'll be back next week to make sure you're in compliance with each and every state and city fire code. Hope I won't have to write you a 777. Shut down your apartment building.
He flashes a badge. She gapes and walks out. Zach grins. Merrily smiles, holding Queenie.
Thank you so much. I can't thank you enough.
It's not a problem.
Zach and Merrily pack things into a truck.
Thank you.
Sorry that I couldn't keep her from evicting you. But I'll make her life as miserable as I can for a while.
Well, I guess I could stay at my sister's house. I don't know how Queenie will survive her dogs, though.
I have an idea.
Oh, yeah?
Later, they pull up to his house.
This house is amazing.
Yeah. Will be once I get it painted. Come on.
They enter.
Oh, wow, the house is great. Oh, I love the chrome molding, hardwood floors. The staircase is beautiful.
Thank you. I built it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Come on, I'll give you the 2-cent tour. There's an apartment upstairs with a separate entrance. It's not much, but you're welcome to it until you find a place.
Thank you. But I couldn't do that. I couldn't impose.
Oh, please, I insist. I'm the reason you got fired.
Do you allow cats?
Allow them? We require them. You can't stay here unless you have at least one cat.
I'm gonna pay rent.
It's not necessary. But you could help out around the house if you want. Maybe take care of Ambrose when I don't take him into work. I think he likes her.
Yeah, Queenie's usually so shy, but I think she likes him, too. I guess it could work. Us living together. Well, not living together, you know, sleeping together. Not sleeping together, but, under the same roof. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
I'm gonna stay out of your way. You won't even know that I'm here. I should have a new job and somewhere to live by the end of the week.
No worry. We should get your stuff, though. I have to go to work soon. You can just make yourself home.
They walk outside. Evening, Zach enters his living room. Merrily is painting the entire wall.
It's perfect.
It's a layer of eggshell over ecru. It's really the only way to get pearl.
It's the exact shade of white that I wanted, but couldn't find. How did you do all this?
School's on Christmas break, and I don't have a job.
Huh.
It's the least I could do for you rescuing Queenie and me.
Thank you. It looks really great.
I'm used to having so much to do. I'm not very good at doing nothing.
Well, I appreciate it.
Queenie and Ambrose are sitting together on the chair.
Look at those two.
They haven't left each other's side since they met.
I'm glad they're getting along so well.
There's chicken and potatoes on the stove if you're hungry.
Oh, smells great. Where'd you get it from? Oh,
I cooked. I hope you don't mind. I connected the stove.
You... Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's...
Well, I'll see you later.
It was pretty quiet at the station, so I'm not tired. If you wanted to stay and eat with me. Us?
Thanks, I already ate, but...
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Merrily carries Queenie out. Zach sighs, then looks at Ambrose.
Don't look at me like that. It's not my fault they left. I asked them both to stay. Oh, sure, blame me.
Merrily carries Queenie up the stairs.
Of course we shouldn't have stayed for dinner. He was only offering to be nice. Probably has a girl coming over later. Yeah.
Later, daytime, Merrily is stapling Christmas lights to the outside of the house. Zach walks out.
What are you up to there?
Curbside value. When you're trying to sell a house, Christmas spirit can go a long way.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. My sister's in real estate. She says the more homey you can make a house feel, the better. Have a good day.
You too.
Yeah.
Zach walks to his car, then turns to Merrily.
I actually have an appointment to look at some tile. You wouldn't want to go, would you?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I could.
All right. But there's this other thing I have to do first. It's sort of important.
What's that?
I have to give a speech to a group of fascinating people. You might like it.
Should I dress up?
I think I can get you dressed like that.
Later, Zach stands in an elementary classroom in his fire gear.
Did you guys know that the leading cause of Christmas tree fires is from dry trees? So remember, get your parents to give your tree a drink every night to keep it from drying out. All right, you guys got that? All right.
Merrily sits among the children. All are wearing plastic fire hats. Zach smiles. Later, in his kitchen, Zach and Merrily sit at the counter working on the wall. The cats sit nearby. They jog down the sidewalk together. Merrily slaps his shoulder playfully. At the kitchen counter, they read from a newspaper together. Later, Zach and the chief exit the parked fire truck at the station.
Right mind barbecues a turkey in the fireplace.
Holidays make people do crazy things.
Yeah, I was saying the same thing to Merrily after my talk at the school.
Wait, what? You took her with you?
She's living with him now. He's falling in love.
That's not true.
Sorry, he's falling in love but doesn't know it yet.
Okay, tell me that's not true, Zach. You're my idol. Playing the field, no commitment, no responsibility.
Don't worry, nothing's changed. Not in love, and I'm still never getting married.
Really? Can you say no to these three things? You live with her, yes. You spend all your free time with her, yes. You think about her when you're not with her.
No, yet. No. I don't live with her. She's only staying with me till she finds a new place. And I only spend time with her because she's there.
Mm-hmm. You are 5 minutes from marrying this girl.
Okay, so wait. What are you saying? He's human after all?
Uh-huh.
Come on, Zach. Say it ain't so.
This girl's a temporary roommate. Nothing else.
Later, Zach and Merrily eat a meal at the kitchen counter. There are wine glasses.
Hey, why don't we hit the stores tomorrow and we don't stop until we found all our Christmas presents?
Sure.
It'll be way more fun if we do it together, and then we can get a Christmas tree.
Uh-huh.
Zach ponders.
Do you believe in love at first sight?
What?
Look at those two.
To make it look easy.
My mother used to say falling in love with the right person is easy.
I never felt that.
Yeah, me neither. But it doesn't mean it's not true.
Later, they browse at a tree lot.
I haven't had a Christmas tree in a while.
Really? Why?
Well, I buy houses, I fix them up, and I sell them. I never used to stay in one long enough to care about the holidays.
Well, I can't imagine Christmas without one. It's my favorite part about it.
So how do you choose which one?
Well, that is pretty scientific.
Okay.
First, you gotta check to make sure it's fresh. Then you gotta inhale deeply to see the scent is Christmassy.
Zach sniffs a tree.
That's not a word.
Yes, it is.
Christmassy is definitely a word. It's an adjective. It means to be filled with Christmas spirit.
Oh, okay, I see.
Then you're gonna give it the lean test. You gotta look straight on at your tree to make sure that it's even. And you gotta lean to the right. Then you gotta lean to the left. Uh-huh. And then back straight. And if it's all good, you found your one.
That is very scientific.
Yes.
She notices a tree.
There it is. There's the one.
The one? Well, there's only one? How do you know? What if you're wrong? What if you commit to it, then you realize it's not the one that you...
Zach pauses.
Yeah, it's a good tree.
When I was a little girl, there was always one Christmas present under the tree that was unaccounted for. My parents said they didn't buy it, so that's how my sister and I knew it was from Santa. It was always my favorite present.
Decorating tree.
What are your favorite Christmas traditions?
Oh, I usually end up working Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. The guys with families really want the time off, so I end up being the guy who holds down the fort.
It must be hard.
It's no big deal. What do you do for Christmas?
This year, on Christmas, I'm volunteering at a big pet rescue adoption the shelter's putting on in the park. And then I'll go to my sister's for dinner.
And I really want to thank you again for all the work you did around the house.
Oh.
I may be able to sell it sooner than I thought.
That's great. You didn't just fix up another house this time. You built a real home. For a real family.
Later, Marilee and Sarah enter Sarah's apartment and enter the kitchen.
Nothing's happening. You know, we're just roommates.
But you're both single and you like each other.
It's not like that. He's not even looking for a serious relationship. He dates models. And I don't have time to date because I'm busy.
But you live together and you spend all your free time together.
It's not like that.
That's crazy. I mean, you're perfect together. You enjoy each other's company. You get along great. And your cats are best friends. I mean, how many more clues do you need?
Now, I'm not going down that road. Okay? I'm not going to fall for somebody who's clearly not interested in a serious relationship.
You can't decide not to fall in love with someone. It just happens. Do you want to know how he feels about you? We'll test the waters.
Sarah rips a branch off a plant.
Use this.
What is that?
Mistletoe.
That's not mistletoe.
It's a metaphor. Go get some mistletoe. Put it in the house. If he stands underneath it, gives you a kiss on the cheek, then he just wants to be friends. But if he kisses you on the lips, then he really likes you.
That is the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard. I would never do that. Not in a million years.
Later, at the house, Marilee attaches mistletoe to the ceiling.
It's nothing. Decorating? Don't judge me.
Queenie and Ambrose watch on the stairs. Marilee peeks outside, seeing Zach approach in his truck. Marilee leans on the wall under the mistletoe. She unzips her sweater. She considers, then zips it back up. Then she poses. Zach enters.
Hey, welcome home.
Hey. How was your day?
Good. Great. How was yours?
Oh, great.
Good.
Zach passes her and enters his kitchen.
Well, I'll see you later.
Zach returns.
Oh. You're leaving?
Yeah. Why?
I just thought maybe you could help me grout the kitchen sink.
Sure. Yeah, I could do that.
He goes back into the kitchen.
Get it down.
She hurries to take the mistletoe down. Zach comes back in, spins her, and kisses her. They separate.
Choice.
What?
Mistletoe.
Oh.
At the firehouse, yeah. Zach paces.
Oh, no, this cannot be happening. This is not happening. Not to me.
Calm down. It's not such a bad thing.
Answer me this. There's a fourth step before you fall off the cliff.
I thought you said there are only three.
It varies. Has she asked you to meet her family yet?
No, not yet.
Well, there's that then.
Yeah, but have you kissed her?
No. Yes. But it was only because of mistletoe. Okay, I didn't have a choice.
He's toast.
Later, they stand at the kitchen counter. Zach slices bread. Merrily chops fruit.
We didn't come home too early late last night. Is everything okay at work?
Yeah, I do that sometimes. Just kind of go with the flow. Blow wherever the wind takes me.
So I guess things are permanent now. You have a family.
What? Family? What do you mean?
You and Ambrose. You're not looking for a home for him anymore? He's your family?
Oh, yeah. I guess so.
You okay? Something wrong?
No. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm good.
There's this, thing I have to do tonight.
Yeah, what's that?
It's nothing, really. It's just a party my sister and her husband invited me to. I can bring someone if I want.
You want me to meet your family?
I just thought it would be something fun to do. You'd really like my sister and brother-in-law. They're great.
I'm sorry, but I can't.
Oh, yeah. Of course. I mean, it's totally last minute and everything.
No, it's just that I have this work thing that I have to do. I would like to, but I just can't.
I thought you were off tonight.
I was, but it got changed. So. Man, it's later than I thought. I actually have to get to work. And I'll see you when I get back, if you're here. Otherwise, I'll see you when I see you.
Okay.
Okay.
You sure everything's okay?
Yeah, everything's fine. Bye.
He walks out. Nighttime. Carolers sing at a large suburban house. Merrily arrives in her lacy black dress. She enters the house. Guests mingle. A man is dressed as Santa. Jacqueline and Kyle turn and see Merrily.
Merry Christmas, George.
Hi.
Hi.
You made it.
Hi, how are you?
You look great.
Oh, you, thanks. So, where is he?
Yeah, where's Brown?
I'm sorry, he couldn't make it. He had a work thing.
Oh, too bad.
I'm sorry.
Oh, they're clients. Will you excuse us 1 second?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sure. I'll just...
Jacqueline and Kyle walk away. Merrily walks among the guests at the house. Outside the back window, she notices Zach standing with a group of people. A blonde woman in a red dress leans over and kisses him on the cheek, and he puts his arm around her. Merrily backs away and exits the house, stumbling into a couple of the guests as she passes. She runs down the steps of the house, weeping. She wipes away her tears as she stands outside. Merrily writes a note. Zach enters.
Hey.
I was just writing you a note. I thought I'd be gone before you got home.
Gone?
How was work?
It was fine. Where are you going?
I finally got a job and found a place that takes cats. Thank you so much for letting Queenie and me stay here. It was really kind of you.
Yeah, you don't have to go. You can stay.
I really appreciate everything. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas.
She walks out.
What about Ambrose? He's gonna miss you guys.
He is?
Yeah, Yeah, he has a real connection with Queenie.
Well, maybe I can bring her by sometime.
Well, yeah, that'd be great. You should definitely do that.
I'll call you. Set something up in the new year.
She walks out of the house.
In the new year?
Zach walks toward the door as she closes it. Ambrose walks into the hallway.
Hey, buddy.
Zach picks Ambrose up and sits on the bottom stair.
Why are you so sad? This is what we wanted, right?
Yeah, maybe not.
At the firehouse.
She just moved out. Found a new place to live. Probably for the best. I don't want to lead her on.
Oh, you wouldn't want to do that.
It's not like I was in love with her. I liked her. I mean, who wouldn't? She's wonderful.
Zachary, what are you so afraid of?
Nothing.
Harriet and I have been married for 26 years, and I don't regret one day of it. She and the kids give my life meaning.
I know. And that's a great life for you. It's just not for me.
Because you're different?
Exactly.
What about Ambrose? You care about him, or you just gotten used to him being around?
Well, that's different. He's a great cat. He needs me.
But you don't need anyone.
No.
Remember when you were a kid and I crashed through your bedroom window that night and saved you from the fire?
Yes.
You decided that day to become a firefighter, right? That was years ago. You still know it was the right decision. That was a defining moment. This, right here, right now. This is another defining moment. If you care about that girl, you need to go find her and tell her how you feel.
That's great. I don't know where to find her, Sam. Ambrose.
Zach picks Ambrose up.
Where is Marilee? Huh?
It's not Lassie. I'm not going to lead you to her. It's Christmas Eve, though. Time for miracles. Maybe she'll walk right through that door right now and tell you she loves you.
They glance at the door.
It was worth a shot.
Thanks for coming down and hanging out with me.
Hey, no problem. Merry Christmas, Zachary.
Merry Christmas, Sam.
Sam walks out. Marilee sits on a couch beside Sarah.
He told me he didn't want a serious relationship.
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm. And I told him I didn't want to date until after I graduate.
Yes, you did.
And then he told me he was going to work, but he wasn't going to work. He was on a date with the beautiful woman. He lied.
Yes, he did.
But he didn't really lie. I'm not even dating him. He doesn't owe me anything.
But we've been over all that.
What's with the kiss?
See, that was my fault. The mistletoe kiss test, clearly flawed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sarah picks up Marilee's phone.
Will you please answer
this time? No. No. He's clearly interested in someone else. I'll call him in a few weeks, you know, when I'm over him.
You're going to get over him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Marilee. It's Zachary calling again. Just wanted to say Merry Christmas and hope you're having a great Christmas Eve. Just wanted to call and say that Ambrose and I miss you and Queenie and give us a call. Merry Christmas.
Zach hangs up. Marilee sits alone in the kitchen, wrapped in a blanket. She looks out the window at a shining star in the night sky. Daytime at the firehouse, a man walks through the hallway in a Santa outfit and enters the garage, where a group of kids stand with other firemen dressed as elves.
Oh, Merry Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right.
Later, Zach sits in the firehouse alone in the Santa suit with Ambrose.
Well, we blew it, Ambrose. We let him get away. Okay, I blew it. This is the worst Christmas ever. What do you want me to do? If I knew where she was, I would go get her.
Ambrose paws at a newspaper. Zach notices an article about Pet Rescue Adoption Day.
You're a genius, Ambrose.
Zach unzips the Santa suit and walks out. At the park, Marilee sits holding a dog. A group of children gather around her.
And this little guy is very good with kids.
Marilee stands and looks to the street. A fire truck is driving up. It parks. Marilee walks toward it. Zach gets out.
What are you doing here?
Ambrose, you reminded me that you volunteered here for Christmas.
You did? I don't understand why you're here. I thought you'd be with your new girlfriend.
What new girlfriend?
The one I saw you with at the mayor's Christmas party.
Well, you were at that party?
Yeah, that's the party I invited you to, but you had to work. And then you were there with the woman in the red dress.
I was there to promote the firefighters' calendar. It's something we do every Christmas to raise money for the children's hospital. And that woman was the mayor's wife.
He takes her hand.
Marilee White, you were the smartest and most beautiful woman I've ever met. And I love that you know the right shade of white. I love that you know how to install a stove and cook dinner. That you love animals, and I love that you know how to buy a Christmas tree. And I love that you believe in love and made me believe. And I know you want to finish school and start your practice before you find love, but sometimes it finds you when you weren't even looking. I want to jump in front of you, stop you in your tracks.
Mountain lions.
Ambrose pops out of the fire truck, and Queenie walks out of a nearby carrying crate. Zach climbs onto the fire truck.
I'm climbing to the highest peak I can find. If you join me, I know we'll be together forever.
Marilee climbs up the truck behind him.
I love you.
I love you.
They kiss on top of the fire truck. Queenie and Ambrose sit inside the truck together.